Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 182. 182. So we are going for our fundamental scripture or our golden scripture. Hey, and that is found in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then we box it up with James 1:22 that says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And what will I add? That you will not walk in self-delusion. Self-delusion is too painful. So in the previous verse, I was talking about, we're looking at James 1, from verse 21 to 25, we're looking at how a man can look at himself in God's word, which is the mirror of the spirit. Look into the mirror, and then what happens? Because we my desire or our desire is that we'll be doers of the word, not just readers of the word, not just people who study the word, not people who just memorize the word, not people who just know, doers, people who are practicers. If there's a word like that, those who practice the word. Okay, so we said that the man who looks into the mirror of the word, and he looks at beholding his natural face, that is what it said, beholding his natural face in a glass. So the glass is a mirror. So for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way. So this is James 1. We said from verse 21 to 25, we're looking at why people are not able to be doers of the word. We said that if you just read the word and you are not one who has made up your mind that you are going to put into practice, you're going to be a doer of the word, it's like taking a mirror, looking at your face, and you say, you behold your natural face. So that word natural there is not just a word that just occurred there, but when you look at 1 Corinthians 2:14, it talks about the natural man who is unable to receive from God, because the things that are from the Spirit of God are spiritually discerned. Now, look at what another version says. But people who are unspiritual, you see, so this is the person who is unspiritual, the natural man, the one who is walking according to his natural senses, what he sees, what he can hear, what he can taste, what he can feel. So just the natural, five natural senses that everyone uses to relate with in this world, that is what he's walking by. He's not walking with the word. No. Anytime he has to make a decision, he will decide according to his natural senses, not according to the word. He will even tell you, put the Bible aside. What is this Bible that every day you have to quote the Bible? What's the use of it? He is foolishness to him. That's what he says. So look at this other versions that say, but people who are unspiritual don't accept the things from God's spirit. They cannot accept the things from God's spirit. Why? They are foolishness to them and can't be understood. To them, it cannot be understood. They cannot understand. Why at the age of 25 or you are a teenager, why won't you experiment with sex? Why would you wait? Why would you? They can't understand. These are foolishness to them. I mean, I feel like it. It sounds okay. He wants it. I want it. Why can't we have it? Why should we wait? What's the essence in that? And they said, these are old-fashioned ways of doing things, and we are modern people, and in this time, no, you don't understand. This is somebody who cannot spiritually understand what God is saying, because it is foolishness to them. And then he said, they are foolishness to them and can't be understood, because they can only be comprehended in a spiritual way. Comprehended in a spiritual way. Why are you praying? And all the time you are praying. And when you are praying to, you are not praying in your understanding. You are saying, what is this? What is the meaning of it? Why are you doing that? I mean, if you can't God hear you? For God's sake, can you? But must you always pray? You know, that kind of thing. When somebody is doing that, who is he? He's a natural man. This version says he's what? He's an unspiritual man. Because some people can accept Christ, but Jesus is their savior. He is not their Lord. No. Jesus can dictate. The word can dictate to them. The word cannot gain ascendancy over their lives. No, they will rule the word. They decide on what they want to do, not the word of God. So such a person is unspiritual and can't understand the things of God. They are foolishness to him. If you have to understand, say you have to comprehend it in a spiritual way. What God says in his word has to be comprehended in a spiritual way. It means it has to be revealed to you. It has to be. But where did God, how did God create the world? Where is God? If God cannot be put in a lab and we cannot see in the test tube, then how can we know he's God? If I cannot see, and this same person cannot see waves, the telephone waves as he's talking, cannot, but believes that there are waves and that he can be able to connect and call and listen to a call. Amazing. You're so blessed. Keep listening. We are not going to be like natural people. No, we will discern the word of God and we will believe and we'll do it. It will not be foolishness to us. You're blessed. Bye.